Well, in Siman Yitzayim, we did Sepeis, but we did not do Mishabura Sepeis yet. So holding Mishabura is cut in Gimel. So we'd say to Mr. Seishas Man Groma, therefore women and Avadim are Potter. Why is that called Man Groma? The Havalaila loves Man Titsisu. Nighttime, there's no mitzvah sitzes. Uchol mitzvah sasei. Shasman groma, no shibaturus mehem. Mitzvah say, which is man groma, woman, a potter. If you meet Rabbanan, Chazal do not step in and be mechai women. Mitzvah say, shasman groma. How do we know this? Mr. Rashi is not going to repeat himself every time that this comes up in Shulchan Aruch and Rashi. Mishnah Berurah.
Right?
Sivkat and Gimel. We did sit Beis already. We didn't do the Mishnah Berurah yet.
You said Tess. That's right, sir.
Gimel?
Yeah. Oh, you'd say.
Every expression. Yeah, you're good. Shazman Groma? Simon Yud Zion? Yeah, you got it? Now, so why is it, where do we know this rule that mitzvah say shazman groma, women are potter? So Mishabur is not going to repeat this every time it comes up, but at least through over here, Mishabur pointed out, the hook shall call a Torah l'tfilin. We learn out, there's a hekesh between kol Torah kula and tfilin. You see, l'manti Torah Hashem v'fichot, tfilin enable Torah Hashem, so tfilin are connected to Torah Hashem. Yeah. What? The Torah is made tefillin. All the Torah is like tefillin. And by tefillin, we know they're potter. The iskish l'talmud Torah. Because right after Bishantam Lavanacha, Dibartabom, it says, Ukshartim Lo Isayadacho. So there's a hekesh between the Vav connects the two psukim, and therefore we equate tefillin to Talmud Torah, and then we equate Kol Torah Kula to tefillin, because it says, Laman Tiyah Tres Hashem Beficho. So Yudarshan Akein Paturis Mikom Tzatzei Shazman Groma. This is a Gemara in Kedushin in the first parak. So that's women. So what, why are Avadim Potter? Avadim Yafidim Ixei Rishava. It says law by Isha. It says law by a woman. It says law by an Eved. The Chometz is Isha Patura Gamo Eved Potter. So even though he's a man, his Chiyuvim are similar to a woman. Okay. Now the Rambam added, if they want to do so and make a bracha, they may do so. Levorchalov. Daf mishenam mitzuba ba'isa yesh to schar, because even a person that's enam mitzuba ba'isa gets reward. And b'shach lover, so you can make a bracha thanking Hashem for the mitzvah. Now the problem is it says mitzivanu, Hashem commanded us. The men are commanded, and the woman gets her reward by doing a mitzvah which men are commanded. So thank you Hashem that you commanded the men, thereby enabling me to get the chance to do this mitzvah, which is animal tzibah voice. So since their scar is a direct result of the tzibah of the man, so the brach saying with tzivanu would be appropriate for them.
And the Rambam had a discussion of how it's almost an act based on the fact here for Zeds.
Okay.
So the day
then there are more added. It's not a chayv as gavra. So the Rambam said it's not a good idea to do that, and they shouldn't wear tzitzis. It's not a chayv as gavra. So the Mishnah Berurah, hey, it's a cotton hay. Bezemetaritz lama mevorchas anoshim alulav who gam came to say shasman groma. They do make a bracha on lulav, and they don't make a bracha. They don't wear tzitzis. They do the mitzvah of lulav. So why is it that they do the mitzvah of lulav, and women don't do the mitzvah of tzitzis? The Teretz Ramos added. answering. The difference is that over there, lulav is incumbent upon all people and all men. So women are acting like the men. But over here, there's no chiv on a man either. If he happens to have a beged, he's chayiv. So if it's just because you happen to have such a beged, you're chayiv. So women have no inyan of going to getting the beged to be able to be chayiv. Or at least they're not going to make a brach on that. Shavilo ish and a law of chiv deraisa litus talus bas arbek in office. Even a man doesn't have to, I mean, a raisa doesn't have to acquire a beged with four corners. But rather, ela imis ate if chayiv lasus besitzes. The chiv is if you do wrap yourself with such a beggar, then you have a chiyuv to put in tzitzis.
So,
Mashenkin lulav the gabi ish who chayv is gavra. By a man, he has responsibility. He must do so. Shu chayv is a goof. Now, so that's the difference. So. It's something which is even by a man it's something you just have to create the chiyuv. So we didn't start a minhag that women would undertake to create the chiyuv for themselves. Now v'da'at. So we call talus chayvus gavra. So we're saying chayvus gavra means as opposed to a chayva on the garment, which means if you hold chayvus mana, chayvus talus, which means you have a chiyuv to put tzitzis on the talus, even though you're not wearing the talus at all. Now, on the other hand, even the tzad of chayvus mana doesn't mean you're mechiv to go out and buy a talus with four corners. So it's not a full chiyuv, even if you hold chayvus mana, it's not a full chiyuv to go get the talus. But if you once you have it, you must put in tzitzis even before. You wear it. So in that sense, it's not a chayvus gavra either. Even in the tzad, chayvus gavra means that the person has a chiyuv to make sure that he does it. So that's, you know, so in that sense, it's not a chayvus gavra. In the sense that it's a chiyuv on the person as opposed to on the bag, in that sense, it is chayvus gavra. So Mishnah Berurah points it out. But that, the non-paskin and the gabi sitzes, we understand by sitzes the halacha is chayvus gavra, but lav chayvus gavra. And it has both elements in it, both elements, mitzvah or lekula. Both are in a sense of leniency. How is that? Chavis gavra lekula. It's called chavis gavra leniency. The mutei chavis mana.
Chavis mana.
Especially on the garment, which means the garment is chavis since even you're not wearing it. So calls man shen aloy b'shatalis. As long as he's not wearing the talis, al bish yesh to arba kanof. Even though the garment has four corners, but the term is since, so I can buy a four corner garment, stick in my drawer. And have no problem. You own a four corner garment, but I'm not. That doesn't. There is a mandam in the Gemara which holds chayvus mana. And as soon as you buy the talis, you're chayv. So we say we don't pass. We own chayvus gavra. So in that sense, we're saying chayvus gavra as opposed to chayvus mana. Term it. However, it is also true to say lav chayvus gavra. It's not a responsibility. It's not a comment upon the person. In other words, she ain't chayv likus le talis because she's chayv. But since he's not mechiv to go buy a talis, Rocky im yesh no talis, American office v'loiv shoy oz chayv tzitzis. The chiyuv is if you happen to own one and you happen to put it on, then you're chayv tzitzis. So that's it's not a response that you must do, which we would call a chayv gav. So that's it. It's not a chayv gav.
Be too distant.
Okay.
No, why go through all this? I mean, the bottom line is in the end, it's going to be that it's really big at issues, the most serious issues, right?
Well, not necessarily, because she puts on a four-cornered garment of her own. Doesn't have to wear a man's talus to do that. She can put it on any garment that she wants. It's four corners.
The question is, why does she not have to?
Right. So a woman has a nice shawl that she wears. It has four corners on it.
She wears it like this.
Right, you know, she wears it over her head and over her back. You know. Why is she not chayiv? Okay. Now, a tumtum and androgynous are chayiv misal. Chayiv misal v'gav. The fake tar of the chumra, because the subject of the rice, so you have to be machmer, can cause the beis yosef. Okay. So that's what the beis yosef explained. either chayes. So Mishnah Berurah says, like, if we extend out the thought process, Mashmi said, the davar shechivu rak mi rabbanon, you're going to tell us sheula achar shloshim yoyim. So we put that before that if you don't own the talis, you're not chayes the rice. It has to be yours. You borrow a talis, the first 30, you know, it's clear that it's borrowing, not being credit with talam hasahar. But you're actually borrowing it. It's not yours. You're part. If you have it for 30 days, then you're chayes, because it looks like it's yours. But that's the rabbanon. It's a suffix, whether it's chai. According to this thought process, it's only because it's sake of the rice of the chumra. Over here, it's a sake. Or here, it's a suffix rabbanon. So the tumtum is not where it sits. Where the beggar with four corners and not where it sits. He brings other examples. Ula Yesh L'Hachmer calls them Ibn Maris Ho'ayin Kiritza Shom B'Siv Ches. On the other hand, maybe we could argue that there is a Maris Ayin issue. People will not necessarily know the whole logic behind why he's not wearing sitzes, so better should wear sitzes. Okay, but he should put it on below bracha. It's a chiyuv only because of a suffix. Maybe he's a man. So in bracha, so it comes to whether you make a bracha or not. That's a suffix or suffix on the chiyuv bracha, the kula. Now it's interesting the way Mishnah Berurah presents it. He says because it's a bracha is a rabbanon, therefore you go the kula. There's a gemara says some of bracha is the hakel. So why didn't the Mishnah quote that Gemara? Why did he quote it? Because some of the Rabbanon the Kula. And you can sort of flip it around. Why did the Mishnah say that didn't second some brachas the Hakol? Just tell me some of the Rabbanon the Kula. We know that the brachas are the Rabbanon, some of the Rabbanon the Kula. What's the chiddush of some brachas the Hakol? So you know both sides of the question. So there actually is a marshal and a marshal who grapple with this a little bit. The marshal says, let's say you deal with eating food, right? So they say, suffer their bonnet. You're not sure if you made a bracha yet, or this, or whatever it is, you're not sure if it's a chai, but a bracha. So we see that as something which kind of. So suffer their bonnet, and we're going to make a bracha. Okay, why are you allowed to eat it? In other words, but the argument is, just don't eat it. Like, suffer their bonnet means, you know, something which, you know, there's a reason why you have to do it, but why do you have to eat this? So the Marshal says, suffer their bonnet allows you to eat it, allows you to go ahead and eat it. You're not going to make a bracha, so you have a possibility you're not doing making a bracha, so you shouldn't be eating it. So no, that's fine. So this fellow is saying he's going to put on a beggar with four corners and not put in tzitzis. So don't put on a beggar with four corners. I want to put a beggar with four corners. So over there, you know. So Mishnah Berurah invokes sake of the bottom of the kula. So the what he means really is this concept of the marshal. The marshal is saying that you're allowed to proceed and ignore the bracha, even though possibly you're doing something without a bracha. Okay. Why the Kama Masim and Samach Zayin? But Mishnah Berurah, Mashuk Nizim Shom Yisrael, but Kama Kol and B'Shem and Poiskim Nizim. This idea of when you do the rices and when you do make a bracha, when you don't make a bracha. Sometimes when you're redoing the mitzvah, if you're redoing the mitzvah with an oif, which it's a chiyuv, you have to make the bracha again also, or make the bracha. Okay. Ches. So what's a tumtum? What's an androgynous? So the Ramah points out like this: that a tumtum is, we're not sure if he's a zakar or a kevah. An androgynous, so is a person who has both male and female features. Zakhus benakus. Who gam can't suffer zakar or a kevah? His status is questionable. Now there's three opinions in the Gemara. One says he has a dinam azaka.
A
tumtum, each, in the, like we pointed out yesterday, each tumtum really is an individual case. And some of them is that we can't see if he has male features or female features. There's a layer of skin which has grown over that area, and it's possible that there's a zachrus underneath it. There's a male organ. And possible that we don't know, but each person grows is different. That's a tumtum. And androgynous is he comes with both zachrus and nakrus. He comes with both elements, both genitalia. So what's his status? So the woman number more says he has a dinam azar. One says he has dinam in the cave. One says he has dinam brave if the atzma. There's a third status. So Mishabur points out, Reimar says a chayim, shevi raim, become a bekarmis, traskinen, ken alocha, to be get a sovik, beloy command number, to be brave if the atzma. Now, why is that relevant? Let's say for our purposes.
So if he's brave if the atzma, then he's not chayv in brachas at all? A mitzvah?
No, he's chayv, he's a Jew.
But he'd be,
he doesn't have the suffix to give him of a male. He's not a male.
Well, so
if he'll bear everything out, so he's not a male.
So he's not a male, then by default, even if he's not a female, he gets the dean of a female in terms of it.
Correct. Right. Right. But on the other hand, if you tell me that he's a Sofik Zohar, a Sofik Lekeva, so he's Sofik, he does mitzvahs of a Zohar, because he can't make a Brach. So it's important, the Kudu. I mean, as common as an androgynous is, right? I don't know, maybe doctors have seen one.
I never saw one that I know of, but, you know, they haven't. But now, also, I think they do more because of early detection and hormonal therapy and things like that.
Right. But it could happen.
And also, well, the genetic testing also. I mean, they said they have an idea of what it really is, you know, meant to be.
Right. Okay. Sif Gimel. Katan on your daily Satev. So a child, when he reaches the age that he's able to, he knows how to wrap himself properly with the mitzvah, like you pointed before, they have to put two in front, two in back, the lochas of how to wear the beggar properly. So then the abim tzarech nikoloi tzitzis l'chanchle. So then the mitzvah chinuch of tzitzis is kicks in, which is before the age of, you know, as we go through Shulchan Aruch, we find that by different mitzvahs, Chazal gave a shir that when you're able, when the child's able to do the mitzvah properly, that's in the chi of chinuch, the chi of the father to train the child to start. When the child cannot do the mitzvah properly, so the Lulav more says, if he knows how to shake the Lulav properly, if he hasn't reached that age, there's no chi of chinuch. When he's reached that age, you have a chiyuv of chinuch to get him a dollar a minute. So same thing by tzitzis. By tefillin, we don't do chinuch early. We'll see later on because of the concern that the halacha tefillin requires gufnaki, and we're concerned maybe the child will not be able to maintain gufnaki. He shouldn't pass gas or something of that sort while he's wearing tefillin.
We wait past that concern.
We just wait until close to the bar mitzvah. But in general, the shear is when the child can do the mitzvah properly. So he's a chiyuv in the chanchoi, and now Rama adds a dafka because you're daily out of shnei tzitzios. The fun of a shtayim la'acharav. We pointed out before that he knows how to, that the proper way of wearing tzitzit is two in the front and two in the back. And that's why we argued before that certain types of scarves, even though they have four corners, they might have a shear, they're not chayav in tzitzit because the derech was to wear all four corners in the front. So that's not the key of tzitzit. So we see that's the defining element in the midst of tzitzit. So the child would have to know how to wear it like that. Some adults still wear their talisim, you know, like that. Yudei Alechos that tzitzis b'yodah b'shas kriyishma. Then he has an interesting point, which I don't know what to do with it.
That was just a minhag.
So the Shulchan Aruch brings down this idea of wearing, holding the tzitzis b'shas kriyishma al kiv of mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch brings down because it's a way to show kiv of mitzvah that you appreciate the mitzvah. You're talking about the mitzvah. So you want to hold the mitzvah and give it a kiss. So That's why. So I mean, that wouldn't be. I wouldn't have seen that as a defining element in its tzitzis. The Rambam seems to see if a child cannot understand how to hold the tzitzis and to hold them properly and hold them at the, during the paragraph, the third paragraph, we would not train him in tzitzis yet.
Maybe it's an indicator of his level of kavana for the mitzvah. Doesn't connect it with when you're actually saying the mitzvah in the third paragraph of Shema.
Maybe. That's an interesting idea. That's a possibility. Okay. Mishabur is a cotton test. So father has to buy him tzitzis, legal tzitzis. Pirish. So legal or baggage shall dal can offer is a hatha tzitzis 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 tzitzis. You buy a garment of the right size, and then you put it on the... And you put in tzitzis.
Mishnah is talking about...
I'm sure tell you. So how large is the so we said before, we discussed a size for an adult based on the size of a 9 year old. This child is not 9 years old. This child is going to be 4 or 5 years old. So it depends on the size of the child of that age. If you can wrap over, if you could surround the head and the majority of the main part of the body, that's the shear. Masharina bekotan atzma yishu mizat deboy lefi gadol lefi kotan. Each child will be different. Vinyesh boy zeh hashir. If it has that size, asarach aviv lahatam besitzus lebarachim. So the child is wearing a four-color garment, which is this size, which is large enough to cover his rosh and rubai. He must have sitzus in it. It doesn't have that size. You don't make a bracha on it. It sounds like you wouldn't possibly put in the tzitzis. But like you said before, we had this idea that the Bnei Ashkenaz wore this very small garment, which halachically was not chayav in tzitzis, as some type of a reminder of the concept of tzitzis. So apparently, you would do that with the younger. Mishra seems like you would do that with the younger child also.
We don't want to give him the wrong idea that he would make a bracha on something that doesn't have. Proper shear. Even though, anyway, it's enough.
No, I'm saying my question is why are we putting in tzitzis then? If it's not those on the shear, just leave without tzitzis.
Where are the walls?
Well, because he may not see the difference. He didn't understand. Doing this at a relatively young age, he may not understand.
Okay, that's a good idea. Good. Now, calls a doctor because he dying. Leave gimel. He hasn't reached the age of 13. You give him a elish. Chayv and sitzes gadol. He's chayv and sitzes gadol. We don't get involved in, is he daily zat or not? Daily zat, Dave. Can you say kriyshma properly? That's a kriyshma. 13 years old. He's chayv and sitzes. They would not wear tzitzis before they got married. It's based on a pasuk. So the psukim are written fairly close proximity, the mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of marriage. Mr. Burris points out, who dumber to move up? The Achelo Yisa Isha Yosheva Bottom and Mitzvah Sitzes. So what Mishabura is understanding in the Maril was that they did not wear talis katan either. So he doesn't understand. Like just because he's not married, he's 18 years old, he's not married. No, don't wear tzitzis. In the mitzvah totally. You could learn the Maril was talking about talis gadol, which is what our minig is. At least many people's minig, right? Is that people don't wear talis gadol until they get married. So you could argue, listen, I'm saying you're wearing tzitzis, you can wear another bag. She would battle from that opportunity. Every bag is a new mitzvah. So yesterday, day for your costume, you didn't reach Madrega to do the mitzvah tzitzis twice. Now you did. Hey, what? Wait. But the Maisa, we don't argue like that. So his problem with being totally both of the mitzvah sitzes is more bothersome than not doing it twice. I mean, we have an Ein Hadavar Seif issue.
Wait, in which sense?
You know, Rosh Chaim wore a lot of sitzes, like, you know, so he wore 67 pairs. Why not 68? You know, we do 69 already, you know. I don't know. Where do you draw the line? Ein Hadavar Seif is a problematic concept. You know, where do you decide where to stop?
But here, I must admit something. I mean, here we're talking about the question of why not? If it seems like not wearing, until you marry, don't even wear one. That's.
I understand. I'm saying, but every time I think do it, it's another mitzvah. So why don't I argue? I'm 18 year old guy. I'm precocious. I finish all of Shas, right? And all of Shulchan Aruch. Don't wear talis. I want to wear talis. I want to wear the Chabad second mitzvah. Why not? It's equivalent to all 13 mitzvahs. I can do it twice. Why should I only do it once? I don't know. So you do it three times. Why only do it twice? I mean, you have the problem somewhere. Somewhere you have to draw the line. So I understand over here he's drawing the line from 0 to 1 is more significant than from 1 to 2. Then you could argue 1 to 2 also. Okay. Simon Yurkes. Zman Sitzes. Shalana loves Zman Sitzes. He pointed out before that Mishmur pointed out that the mitzvah applies in a time where it's visible, which is the daytime. Now, what does that mean? So there's a machlokes we shared him over here. How to understand that? It's the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam, Koma Shalavish Belayla Potter Afilo Hu Miyuchel Yoyim. Any garment that you have, even though it's a daytime garment, when you wear it at nighttime, it's potter. Vice versa. If I wear a nighttime garment in the day, I'm chayav in tzitzis. So the main issue is when are you wearing it, day or night? La harosh. It depends on the garment. If it's a night garment, even if you wear it by daytime, it's potter. Because it's a night garment. It's a bag which is designated for day purposes. It's made to use for both. Then, since it is a day garment, even if you wear it at night time, you're tight. So any of these situations, according to Rambam, it's a night garment by day. So according to Rambam, it's chayav in tzitzis. But in tzitzis, you can't make a bracha. According to Rosh, it's potter. It's a night garment. You have a day garment by night. According to Rambam, it's potter. It's night time. Rosh says, yeah, but the garment's a day garment. So it's chayav. So you would not make a bracha. I'll get in the bracha of Elikush. It's a day garment worn by day, or at least day and night. Okay, new point. After Tfilas Arvis, person daven Marav already. You know, we know from Rishon, they used to daven Marav because of the concern of the shul was outside of the city, out in the fields. They would daven Marav when it was possible. Like, I mean, it means in the summertime, when it was still light out, so they could return back to the city when it was still light. So once you daven Marav, I'll be Shaddai and Yoimhu and Levarach Alot. As a person. It's still light out. So you would put on tzitzis. You wouldn't wear without tzitzis, but you would not make a bracha.
It's interesting.
We'll talk a little bit more. V'lo yom kippurim yisatev b'oyer yom v'vorach alav. So therefore, the minute we have we wear a talis in Kippur night, you should make sure that you put it on when it's still daytime. And make if you want to make a bracha on it, you can put it on when it's still daytime. The person only get make it to shul for whatever reason when it's already been a shmoshes. So, you should put it on without a bracha. I'm sure we'll talk about that. We'll see in the Mishabur about that. Okay, Aleph. The Rambam. Now, from the Rambam, so the main issue is day or night. So, from the Rambam, you have a fascinating question. I'm wearing my talus cotton. Talus cotton is a day garment, sky and tzitzis. And it comes nighttime, Friday night. So, I'm walking around wearing this garment, which is not sky and tzitzis. So, I got these four things hanging on there, which you said before, will be considered a carrying. All right, so why am I not chayiv? Why is it mutter to go out to Shas Rabin wearing this garment which has four shrinks in the four corners according to the Rabbin? So we come walk a mutter lot is Shas Rabin Malel Shabbos betalas imatzitzes v'lehavi masri. Is that considered that you're carrying something? Shehem noy habeged betach shita. Even though it's not chayiv in tzitzes, since it will function as what the beggars need tomorrow. Even though right now it doesn't need it, but its function is a function of enhancing the bag. So it's considered noy bag. Noy bag is bottled to the bag.
It's only because
all the cases we had before was that there wasn't the full. You were not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. There wasn't four. You didn't put all four tzitzis in. One of them tore. So right now the other three have no function at all. Not enhancing the beggar at all, because three without the fourth is nothing. Over here, the three with the fourth is enhancing. It helps the beggar tomorrow. It's going to help it. So it's enhancing the beggar. It's there for it. So an enhancer is both up to the beggar.
Intrinsic versus extrinsic reason for being pudgy.
Right. Okay. Then he said...
But deep down, he's the lazy guy.
That some brocha is lahocha. How does Afka lenin a brocha? So come to brocha, you don't make a brocha because of the suffix. It's a little bit susha laila, b'yayim, b'li tzitzis. However, since we have not decided between the Rambam and the Rosh, a person should not be putting out a night garment by day without tzitzis. It's called the Rambam, it's chayim and tzitzis. It's a day, you're wearing it by daytime. I don't care what it is. It's a question of when are you wearing it.
This is very interesting because, I don't know about us today, but they might have had some kind of nighttime garment that, you wake up, you're sleeping late or whatever, and you're under the weather and you're wearing it in the daytime.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Go to bed last
night. Or a day garment by nighttime. You shouldn't put it on without tzitzis. Mishum selfik. Shatz comes from Arab and he puts on the talis. So he doesn't have to check the tzitzis. Why? Because according to the Rambam, he's caught. It's nighttime. According to the Rosh, it's a day garment, so he's tied. But we said before, so it's a suffix. On the other hand, we have a chazakah that the tzitzis is still there. So you know what? If you be mevar. But here I have, I'm not sure if I have a chiyuv b'chlal. But suffix, if I have a chiyuv. And I have a chazakah. So for that, it's early to the tzitzis. So for the suffix chiyuv.
Okay.
If we've had a chiyuv, you said before that the person should check his tzitzis before he puts it on. Yeah, but if you can be mevar, the Taz said you can be mevar b'kal. You have to be mevar b'kal. Okay. What's it going on? A bag of which is. You only make a bracha if it's worn by day and it's made for the day. If it's used by both day and night, that's also good. As long as it's a day garment. And obviously a garment which is only for day. So it's daytime and a garment which is made for day, then you make a bracha. The person daven tefillah tzaris, even though it's still daylight outside, the sun hasn't set, you don't make a bracha. Tefillah tzaris. Okay.
Everything will be fine. But since you have no walls whatsoever, you can't.
Tainus Sieber, because she lives in Talis with Mincha. By Tainus Sieber, when they wear Talis with Mincha time, which Mincha was close to Maruf. She also has a Talis, because she gave the Baruch. When they get the Baruch, you should take off the Talis. The Achshav of Ein Loibshin a Talis, Elon Mitzitzitzis.
We realize
that. That's a more suggestion. So this is very relevant to Yom Kippur. So I had a chaver who would take off his, you know, take off his talus gadol by baruch hu and just daven in his kittel.
It doesn't seem to be the minhag.
It doesn't seem to be the minhag.
Does it not say Yom Kippur?
Right, as you're saying, in the case, if you continue to wear it at night time, it looks like you hold lailas matzitzus. Now the shaila is.
The night before, Yom Kippur also.
So Yom Kippur, you put it on your yom and you continue in. He's not wearing his jacket, so he has to wear the talus at least to, in some way to show cover of the zebra.
But
I want to get down to the more.
Didn't he just say that the keyboard wears it? He said before in the Captain Base that he does wear it.
Yeah, keep going. Let's see. Whoever's Yom Kippur, does put on the garment, put on the talus. By nighttime. So it's a problem a little bit. So the answer is that, you know, for the Shiat Zibur Batsim, the answer is he's wearing because it's covered with zebra. So people understand that. That was, you know, that's covered with zebra, that you're presenting yourself to the zebra in a focused mitzvah way. So you wear a talus. So we're not worried about this concern of people who misinterpret it. What he said before, that he should take it off, the Shah should take it off because it's only covered with zebra, that's funny. I don't have a good answer. To understand this lechem chumuras, you have to be familiar with the Yekesh HaMinig. Right? The Yekesh HaMinig is only one person's discussion at a time. And he comes up and he stands next to in front of the whole shul when he says Kaddish Yosef. He's saying Kaddish Yosef, but he comes up and he stands up in the front when he says it. So that in that sense, he would also wear a talus because it's covered on zebra. You know, everybody's saying in their own spot, etc., that doesn't have that issue. In the Mechinen tells, that's what we did. You know, a person said, tells the only one Kaddish, only one person says Kaddish at a time. Which is, the Pash, if you learn the Ramo, the Shach, and the Taz, they all hold like that. That's a pretty nice lineup. The Ramo, the Shach, and the Taz all say that you don't say, only one person says Kaddish at a time. But besides that, they would require a person saying Kaddish. He would come up to the front and stand next to the Yom. So the Shiach would be with him, and he would stand right here next to him and say the Kaddish. You know, and you'd be called up, you know, each one would be called up separately. Very interesting. So Le Yom Kippur, where Misa'atev, Lehidom is the Malachim, Shumutavim Levonim. Not Yom Kippur, we look like Malachim, which are wrapped in whites. So Mishabura says, so you take it off by the Mar of a Motzi Yom Kippur also, because you're still like a Malach. Now, they didn't understand what it means, you're still like a Malach. Shlomo Shabron says, Gavaldigavort. Right? He says, you know, so Le Yom Kippur, you just had a major meal. You're a major meal. You come to the Mar and you say, Shema, you say, Baruch Shem, real loud. Because you're like Malachim, Yom Kippur, you're like Malachim. You say, Baruch Shem, out loud. Yom Kippur morning, you say, Baruch Shem, out loud. Motzi Yom Kippur, you haven't eaten for 25 hours. Baruch Shem, quietly. He says, you're more a Malach Motzi Yom Kippur than you are for Le Yom Kippur. He says, no. For human beings, this is defined by where his mind is. Le Yom Kippur, he's thinking about Yom Kippur. Motzi Yom Kippur by Marv, he's thinking about his food. Ois Malach. You know? But apparently, Shlomo Shadron says that.
Uh-oh.
I mean, that's a law. We do like that. But the Hasbro, that's what Shlomo's. Yeah. Imagine it took him about 20 minutes to say it. Barely heard listens to Shlomo speak. Anyway, but he says you take it. We're like Malachim, so we continue to wear it even until after Motzi Yom Kippur, until after Mar. So make sure you put on if you were late, you didn't get a chance to put it on until it was ready at nighttime. Shuvli work, you will make a bracha.
Agree that she got Shmuel.
Now, according to Rosh, you could. To their garments, but according to Rambam, the Shem Alachon Kher Rambam, at nighttime you don't make nothing is kaya. Mashmi Divri Magen Rambam Simkot Dalit Philip Ben Shmoshes Mutter Lebarach Atzitzik Kachab Ben Shmoshes is Mutter. Now, why is that? It's not date. It's a Sufik day. The answer is the time of the Haloy. Since the Loik Siv Yoyim, Rak or Isa Oisai. Masha calls Mancha Nuchal Irois. And that's why also we'll see in the morning Alois HaShachar is Yoyim. But tzitzit, you need Kadesh Yarker Misha Yarker. Why? Because it's Aloch and Re'iyah. It's not Aloch and Yoyim. The king passed about their chachayim. That benishmoshes is still light out. The sun goes down; it's still light out, and you can still see for quite some time. Now, Sefer Matzefrayim Reisi Shemachman Besed Matzefrayim in Hilchos Yom Kippurim says not to make a bracha. Ach, im ze gufo hu mistapik in kvar higias man benishmoshes. So you're not sure if it's Ben Shmoshes, which is, that might even be Yoim, and even if it's Lila, according to the Rosh Chayv anyway. Near the Vada Yochel Levarich, the Levachi Das Tosis of Rosh is Chus Yoim Chayv Lila, but Grab Yura B'Tzadik Gam Ken Lashita Zuayin Shem. Now, you cannot say. So what is he saying? He's saying, well, you make the Chumra, so you make a Bro. So we discussed this once before. That there's a Sir Mishaburus, in Simon Reish Tezvah, which is the Loch of Bracha Batal, he says explicitly, do not make a Bracha on a Sveik Sveik. Even a Sveik Sveik, you don't make a Summer Bracha, the Hokko, even by a Sveik Sveik. Even when you have two Sodom of Chumro, you have a Sveik Sveik of the Chumro to make a Bracha, you don't make a Bracha.
Where does he say that?
Reish Tezvah. On the other hand, over here in Hilosir, a few places, he says, when you have a Sveik Sveik, you make a Bracha.
We'll elaborate on short
ones. So over here he says, he throws because the girl really holds it at the sneaker. Okay. So what's the hazard? So the hazard that the suggests is that over here, the point over here is not really the bracha. The point is the six figures and the key of mitzvah. Over there, I have my sphere. I'm not sure if I counted last night. And even if I didn't count last night, maybe we hold like the Shita which holds it, each day is separate. There are six fakers, I can make a bracha the next night. The real issue isn't the bracha, the real issue is the way I have a chiyah mitzvah. Six fakers tells me I have a chiyah mitzvah. It's enough of a vada chiyah that I can make a bracha. The case of Mishaburim Pereish Tezvav was that I had six fakers on the bracha. That was the only issue was the bracha, and I have a six fakers directly on the bracha. That you don't do. Okay. Beis. Sadinim, a person has linens, he sleeps in them, he wraps himself up in linen, you know, he's got to roll down a few times. Nice four cornered garments, right? And it's, you know, and like Dr. Cooper says, and he doesn't get up at the crack of dawn. Right? So he wakes up, you know, and he might even hit the snooze button. Excuse me 1 second, sure, get up, puts it in your garment, and go back to sleep. It's Now, so according to the Rosh, that makes a lot of sense. It's bad. It's made for lying. It's made for sleeping. But according to the Rambam, the ikur is not there. The ikur is when you wear it. Well, I'm wearing it by day. So Mishabura, let's see Mishabura. So Kotman Ches. Behem Tzitzis. Nibnei she'ikur tashvishin b'layla uksus layla mikur. So this is the explanation which I think this is a quote from the Beit Yosef. This is, yeah.
That's why it works.
So now, The problem is, that's a quote from the Rosh. Now, this halacha, if you look at your bear leg, is a Rosh. So the Rosh, as you told us, is Gavaldi. This is a Ksus Laila. So why are you potter? Some say a second argument why it's potter, which will work according to the Rambam also. The mechia mitzvah is on something which you wear as like a garment, like fashion, or you do it as an itzuf, which was they would wrap themselves up also as a garment. But over here, the main idea is it's going to cover you. That's called halo'ah. So that's the second argument why it's positive. But the Yesh Kolkim, the Sielu Dafilo im Yatsia Tachto of Begachal Arbor Conference, Chai Betzitzis. They do not accept this whole concept. And therefore, according to them, it's not only is it if it's on top of you, but if it's part made for you're using linen on the also to help you be covered. So if it's under your Chai, the Kolshin Derech Allah. Okay, in Hikriya Morgan Rom, the Yasa Karanacha Zagula, Beetze Aliba. The Kuliyam. Now, Zok Demagan of Rom. Okay, let's make sure. Masha Midvoro, then the Hakrab is a rack beside and shall sem. Avaloy Bishal Pishtin or Bishar Minim, by the time of human God. So, like this. Sem, you don't want to keep the rice, so you should be careful and make them big. So, you have a wool blanket, and you like wrapping yourself up in the daytime. It's nice and cold. Your house is very. You like keeping your heat at a low temperature in the winter, and you wear sweaters and you wrap yourself in blankets. Don't use a wool blanket for that purpose. You know, middle of the day you're wrapped in a wool blanket. It's not a good idea unless you want to make one of the corners wrap. Now you're dealing with something made out of a different material. So the chiv is only drabonin according to many shittos. So now you're dealing with the chiv is drabonin according to the Rosh Yerpotter anyway, and even according to the Ram we have an argument why that shouldn't be chayiv. You know what? You don't have to. You can wear it as. Now, what about Pishtun? Pishtun will crush the rice. But that, even though Pishtun is a rice, we discussed before that maybe there might be a tzakana not to make tzitzis and beg out of Pishtun because we're afraid you might come to put in samer, which you can't do. Therefore, we suggest not. So that would be an argument why, even that, maybe you wouldn't have to put in tzitzis.
We call them linens, but these days.
They're all cotton. Yeah. Probably yesterday. Okay. On the time over here? 8:54. You know, let's just do Machabra and pick up the Mishabra. Thank you. Pick up the Mishabra tomorrow. Okay. Sif Gimel. Name is a Mavarach al Tzitzis Bashako. What time can you make a bracha on your Tzitzis in the morning? Mishayakar ben Tchelis Shabbat, the love and Shabbat. You have to be able to tell the difference between the Tchelis part of the Tzitzis and the loving part of the Tzitzis. Now, you have to remember, they lived in a world where there was no street lights, there was no nothing. The nighttime was pitch black. So, you couldn't tell the difference at nighttime. You couldn't see your hand at nighttime, you know. Right? So, you look at the Tzitzis, what part is light, what's so dark? They're all, you don't see them, you feel them. They got the point in the morning where you can tell the difference in the dark and the light. Some argue that already from Alois, which is daytime, you can make a bracha on it. Not like the Machaber, which he's being made, and he said that's the minig. The Shmira will challenge the minig. If you weren't, you put on even for Alois Hashachar, you don't make a bracha. When they used to say slichas very, very early, so lo yivorech alov. So your yom, your master's boy be yivorech. Then when it comes light, you will touch, move the tzitzis, feel the tzitzis, and make a bracha at that point in time.
Pretty tough in the winter time where they were.